As we've heard, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan yesterday spoke of Syria withdrawing completely from Lebanon before parliamentary elections there in April and May. Mr. Annan said that after meeting with Tarja Rode Larsen, who joins us from New York, he's the United Nations Special Envoy. Welcome to the program, Mr.
Annan. Thank you very much.
Has President Assad of Syria assured you that Syria will withdraw all its troops from Lebanon according to that timetable?
I met with President Bashar al-Assad in the Syrian city of Aleppo on the 12th of March. He gave me assurances that he would implement his requirements related to Security Council Resolution 1559 fully and completely. He also gave me a two-phased schedule for the withdrawal of Syrian military personnel and assets and the Syrian intelligence apparatus in Lebanon. Further, he committed himself to convene a joint Syrian-Lebanese military committee before the 7th of April to fix the timeline for the second phase, which he told me would constitute a full and complete withdrawal of Syrian military and intelligence. What the Secretary General stated yesterday is that he expects this second phase to end before the Lebanese election, as you said, which will take place in a period between mid-April and mid-May.
Well, presumably, what do you understand would have to be accomplished in those joint Syrian-Lebanese talks for the second phase of the withdrawal to proceed and to be completed in time?
I think there are three issues. One is that the gaps which are produced, so to speak, after the Syrian withdrawal would have to be filled by the Lebanese army. The second issue is that, of course, there has to be an absorption capacity for about 20,000 men which are coming into Syria. And then thirdly, and most importantly for us, there has to be fixed a schedule for the complete withdrawal, which we expect will end before the Lebanese elections, general election starts.
Another provision of United Nations Resolution 1559 is the disarming of all the Lebanese militias. Can you report any progress toward the Shiite group Hezbollah disbanding its militia and disarming?
On behalf of the Secretary General, Mr. Kofi Annan, I have an ongoing daily dialogue on this issue. We have not reached any conclusions yet, but this is one of the points I want to discuss also in my upcoming visit in about 2 weeks' time to the region and particularly to Beirut and Damascus.
Another subject. There's a story in today's London Times about Syrian responsibility for the assassination of Rafiq Hariri, the former Lebanese prime minister. And at one point it says this. It says, on February 10th, which was a few days before the killing, Tarja Rode Larsen met with Syrian President Assad in Damascus and told the Syrian leader, I'm quoting now, to rein in his intelligence apparatus in Lebanon. And he tried to persuade Mr. Assad to hold a secret meeting with Mr. Hariri. Did you do that? Were you concerned about violence in Lebanon of the sort that we ultimately saw in the days preceding that explosion?
I was, and I continue to be, deeply worried about the potential for violence in Lebanon. I was at the time, and I still am. And this is why I'm urging all parties concerned to cool down their tempers and act according to normal rules of civilized behavior in international politics. And that goes for everybody.
You say you continue to be concerned. Are you as concerned today as you were then of the possibility of, say, an assassination of a senior Lebanese figure?
Yes, I am indeed.
And when you speak of all parties cooling off, what would be a positive sign of that? What would be something happening in Lebanon?
What would be, the most important sign now is that a transitional government is formed, which has at the top of its agenda two items. One is the continued serious investigation into the murder of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, and secondly, to prepare for free and fair elections in Lebanon.
Should there be international monitors of those elections?
This is clearly my opinion, and this is a part of my dialogue with the parties.
And what do you hear from the parties on that score?
I have a continued dialogue with them, which is not yet concluded.
But the dialogue implies that obviously there's resistance to the idea of international monitors.
As I said, there is a continued dialogue, and we have not reached conclusions yet.
Well, Ambassador Rode Larsen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Ambassador Tarja Rode Larsen is the United Nations envoy to Lebanon and Syria. He spoke with us from New York.